The Gospel of John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 35. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples. And as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Dear God, may the words of my mouth and the listening ears of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. What are you looking for? This is the question Jesus asked these disciples of John when they turn and follow him. Now, we know what John the Baptist had shown them before they came to see Jesus. John saw Jesus and said, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." So logic tells us that what they are looking for is the Lamb of God, which, without context to us, sounds like the Lamb of God, this peaceful part of God, the sweet part of God. But the meaning of Lamb of God, for those who lived in Jesus' time, and knew the Hebrew scriptures differently, gave a different meaning. When John says, "Look, here is the Lamb of God," Jesus is being identified as the powerful Lamb who has come to change the sinful condition of society. The Lamb, the Passover Lamb, from the festival of Passover, whether it is marked and known and celebrated, that sincerity and truth win out over malice and evil. Where the Lamb's blood on the door meant that the Lord shall protect and defend those who live there. So what are the disciples of John looking for? They are looking for one who will protect and defend and take away the sins of the world. The disciples who followed Jesus that day, who answered his invitation to come and see, what they saw over those next years. They saw healing. They heard teachings and parables. They witnessed Jesus changing people's lives and challenging the powers that be, particularly if those same powers were trying to get in the way of anybody who was trying to change their lives, to repent and point toward God. They saw Jesus pray, and they saw him weep. And they saw him give his life for them. And then they saw him rise from the dead. They took the invitation to come and see, and it did bring them the Lamb of God, different than they had expected. But that's who Jesus was, the Messiah people were not expecting. That's who Jesus is. He is still the Messiah that surprises us, that turns things upside down. What are you looking for? When you open yourselves up to faith in God, what are you looking for? Is it our own sense of the sin of our lives or of the world that drives us to look for something beyond ourselves? Sin is not a common word in our vocabulary anymore, but it still means something. To us as individuals, it means a serious separation between the way we are living our lives and the way God desires us to live. When it takes up residence in our personal lives, we can feel it. We can feel that we have left the path we were meant to be on. What are we looking for? Maybe we're looking for the one who can help us find our way out of the mess we've gotten ourselves into. That lamb who can help us find grace and forgiveness that we need. The one that can help us remember that our lives matter to God. Frederick Buechner, who's one of my favorite authors, says the power of sin is centrifugal. When at work in human life, it tends to push everything out toward the periphery. Sin is that thing that pushes away the people you care about, the things you care about, the you care about. When we choose to sin, we choose to separate ourselves from God, and we let the things we've chosen become God. What are we looking for? Back when I was a CPA, long, long ago now, there was a woman who came in to see me to get her taxes done. She was a person who had changed her life. She had been involved in drugs and alcohol. She had worshiped beauty and glamour. And then she got invited to be in a job that was meaningful that she never thought she'd have. And she decided the only way to succeed was to turn away from what she had given her life to and turn toward this job of meaning. She was lucky because she was able to turn away. The hole that was in her was not so deep that she couldn't climb out, but after all those things were out, she didn't know what was left. And as we were talking, she said, "I'm living the life I wanted to live, career, family, all of it's working pretty well, but there's an emptiness. And I think it might be about God." She knew I went to church because she was the kind of person who started every conversation with, "So, what did you do this weekend?" And so I had decided to start the habit when people asked me that to make sure I mentioned church along the way. And it occurred to me that in this moment, she wasn't there to get her taxes done. She was there hoping for an invitation to come and see. Jesus asks us to be inviters, to point the way to where we see him alive in our world. Come and see God's people in worship. Come and see God's people in Bible study with the youth on a mission trip. Come and see God at work in the food pantry or the prayer circle, in the discernment group, at the church picnic. Come and see Jesus teaching us how to love each other even when it's hard to do. Is there someone in your life that you can tell is looking for something? Do you think what they're looking for is the Lamb of God? The radical forgiveness of God? The call of God that will fill them up with the Spirit in a way they did not think was possible? We pray that God might give us a chance to see that, to hear that, to help other people come and see. Sometimes, though, we recognize that we are looking for something that's different than our individual experience, our individual life. Maybe what we're looking for is about an ache that goes beyond our personal journey. In our world, we have gotten a lot of things wrong. Sometimes it feels like we have just moved off center, revolving around money and power instead of the love and compassion of the one in whose image we were created. We get into this zone in which we fight for ourselves instead of recognizing that, yes, we are important, and so is everybody else. We are all important, valued in the eyes of God, We are all created in the image of God. In the words of Martin Luther King, returning violence for violence multiplies violence, adding a deeper darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only love can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. Maybe we're looking for the Lamb of God who can take away the sins of the whole world. The pain, the sorrow, the mistakes, the terrible decisions, the losses, the values that are so backwards we cannot believe we ever lifted them up. All of that is in us, and all of that can be given to Jesus. All of it. He will take away the sins of the world. And if we let him, he will fill the center we've just emptied out with a clean heart, a loving heart that has more power than anything we can ever imagine. Come and see. In Jesus' name, amen.